The 2013 Chicken Media Summit took place April 17th through 19th in New Bern, North Carolina. Independent processor editor Sam Gajak had the chance to sit down with Mike Hegelson, CEO of G&P Company, to discuss the goals and successes of the 2013 summit.
Well, I'm here talking with Mike Hegelson, who's the CEO of G&P Company. Thanks for taking a few time moments to speak with me.
Sure.
From a perspective of someone who's in the poultry industry, what do you think were kind of the goals of this Chicken Media Summit, and how do you think the results have been?
Well, I think the goals of the summit were to tell our story to the, well, to the media and then ultimately to the U.S. consumer. I think it's a story of one of a very committed industry to animal welfare, to sustainability, and to providing nutritious, high-quality protein to American consumers and for the export market. But I think as an industry, we haven't been transparent enough in the past and really show what we do in terms of our production and our involvement of our family farm team members as well as our company operations. So I think it's really getting our message out and letting people see the good things that we're doing as an industry.
Okay. And based on maybe any conversations that you've had, how do you think it's been received by the members of the media who are here?
The comments that I've heard have been very positive, and they very much appreciate having the opportunity to actually see an operation from a hatchery, grow out, and processing. And I think they were very, very appreciative of Sanderson Farms opening up their facilities for the media.
Okay. I'm going to talk a little bit about G&P. I mean, you've been a very forward-thinking company. Could you talk a little bit about some of the water treatment sustainability efforts that you've had? I know you've won several awards in that regard.
Yeah, we're very proud of the award we recently received from U.S. Poultry and Ag Association. This is their Clean Water Award, and it recognized water treatment operations, and we're very proud to receive this. I think in part it was the utilizing the state-of-the-art technology. It's a membrane technology, and it's fairly new to our industry. In fact, I think we're the first plant in the poultry industry to actually use it in this fashion. But we not only were identified the opportunity of using this technology, but also our team members have been very effective in utilizing it very well. So we're seeing the performance, and as a company, we're very much committed to sustainability and minimizing our environmental footprint. So this has been a positive in terms of our water treatment operations.
Right. And one of the other initiatives you had was opening up an on-site health and wellness center, which I believe puts you in the very elite part of the industry. There's only one of a handful of companies that have anything like that. Could you kind of talk about what that is and what led you to go that route?
Yeah, it was an opportunity. We opened a health and wellness center in our Arcadia, Wisconsin operation. And really the goal is to make it make health, basic health care more accessible to our team members for if they say flu shots or wellness type initiatives, or and for the team members and their families, so they and it's less inconvenience to get some of the basic medical care. And I think the benefit is sometimes if something is caught early on, it can prevent it from being more severe down the road. So we're excited about the opportunity, and so far we've had a very good response from our team members and good response in terms of usage as well as very favorable response about the facility itself.